mass, momentum, stress. Is it because we cannot capture our own selves, or because logically nothing is on its own, that we turn to each other for reflection and echo, as philosophers always go back to the same props and propositions? If you return from far enough away, you perhaps never left, but it still takes coats off, or character, to warp the arrow. A circle is a figure almost as clear as a straight line, but covers more territory, even water. The way the relation of two people is not bound to follow rules on separable prefixes. We knew the state of our affairs and pooled them. Once your reflection surfaced out of deep water, the fragile mirror prohibiting the turbulence of touch, I wondered if I would not trade this transparency for a white space of its own without illusion. Providing the ice was solid enough to walk across. Even though it was summer, we moved rather like snow blown by the wind, not easy to make tracks on, melting and refreezing in harsh ridges. What once had been vehemence now seemed to inhibit us. We could never again come to its watermark with all the ambivalence in the air. You seemed, instead, like too thin skin, shrinking suspiciously from close-ups, unaware that I was also on my guard, ready to retreat as soon as the mind gets soft with the warmth and begins to shed its clothes. Once you blur the distinction between equal and equivocal, space is interrupted and disappears in subcutaneous shivers. But it would be a pity if nothing more happened between us, because we have memorized ourselves too thoroughly and are wary even as we travel through the passes and impasses of sleep, through layers of velvet density, back to the innermost desire, anchored in all our questions and actions. Anchored so deeply that we cannot touch it. To test if I could see your child as my own without preparatory pregnancy or periods of nausea to allow for resistance, I began to take walks in the dark. Seeing as is not part of perception, and for that reason, like seeing, and again, not like. In the hot summer night, perspective might be conceived to travel both forward and backward, to the same point of vanishing time, a conception after the fact, gestation backward into the stability of impossible desires that might draw him as the sea does if you look too long at its spectacle. And he comes padding at night on bare feet, and takes a long look at my body before whimpering to you of fear of the dark, so that you'll draw the sheet up and protect him against the shock of female nakedness. Dynasties of space seem to claim him, this child who embraces his vertigo through atoms as porous as the solar system, make images vanish into intervals, and intervals into sheer emptiness. His leaps delirious, body flung from mountaintops in pursuit of a remote self, so hard to trap in the subtlest net of language, games, or a set of mirrors. Though the temperature may fall, there's no doubt in his green blood that he can always squeeze a cushion from the air, a wealth of longest tracks settling him gently down in his picture of the world. No measurements disturb the chances of fun and blame or spring's exorbitant unfolding in his veins. Anxiety comes later, with a disproportion of raincoats, and knowing the groundlessness of our beliefs. I've lost my skin to immense, complex summers, and the meaning of words to the uncertainty of fact. Not just the rivers, the riverbeds too, are shifting. The injury was in not responding until the shiniest sheet of tension lay glistening between us, and the balance of power started to slip on the ice. At the speed of slight, the clocks run counter. I try to recall the moment when I realized that wind losing momentum may not mean holes in the argument, or ice, so that the fish can breathe. We needn't quarrel if, instead of surveying our relation from within, we allowed that we had each drawn the line with flying colors, so that you saw a red zigzag lightning or I lay down on a green lawn. Moving at different speeds, we contracted different diseases and took the most negative measure of each other's hunger. This was why the ratio of emotional to body heat remained impaired, even though we wore boots and heavy coats. It would take wrapping up in words. You were busy planting your picture of the world into your child's mind. Mine, in comparison, seemed more like the hotel slated for demolition, beyond redecorating. From the window, not the expected distance of beauty, but a row of scraggy young trees facing a church, covered from top to bottom with scaffolding, which allowed only rare glimpses of white volutes and projections. One of the trees seemed scraggier than the rest, perhaps blighted. But on the whole, it was two lines of wood at different stages, and I was learning to read between them as slowly as possible. A hitch in time. The way a look into a mirror saves miles. If the scaffolding cast its shadow over your boy, who was running circles around its posts, he remained unaware, his skin hardly darkened. He expects definitions on the order of freeways and runaway nebula, not horizons contracting to flywheel and cog, hard fiber in the pit of the stomach. I worked hard at keeping perspective in the family and periodically faced in your direction as the faithful toward the east. Your space was framed so differently from mine that it located your here around the curve of the horizon, unreached by even my longest sentence.